The 10th Mishnah, last Mishnah in the second parak of Kiddushin, says, "Amekash b'trumos u'b'maisos u'b'matanos u'b'meichatas u'b'eifrachatas harezim mekudeshes v'afilu Yisrael." That if a person is mekadesh a woman with truma, or with meiser, or with matanos, matanos are the parts of the korban that is given to the Kohen for himself, the gifts to the Kohen, u'b'meichatas, or water that was drawn from a spring that was going to be used for a carbon, or be'efrechatas, or the ashes from the carbon, from the paraduma, harezim mikudeshes, if a person used any one of those, it would make mikudeshes, and afilu Yisrael, the Mishnah end, that not only that a Kohen can use these things for his Kiddushin, that even if Yisrael would use these, it would still be a good Kiddushin. The third parak in the third parak of Kiddushin begins. Ha'omer l'chaveru tzeve kadesh li isha plonis v'halach v'kitcha la'atzmo mikudeshes. That if a person tells his friend, "Go out and be mekadesh, betrothed to me, a certain woman, isha plonis," and then the messenger went and was mekadesh the woman to himself. Okay, not to the sender, but to the messenger himself. Then mikudeshes, that the woman is mikudeshes to the second guy. V'chein ha'omer li'isha, so too if a man says to a woman, hare'at mikudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom. If a man says to a woman, "You are betrothed to me after 30 days. Uba acher v'kitcha b'toch shloshim yom," and then somebody else came within the 30 days and betrothed her, mikudeshes l'sheni, and so therefore the kiddushin to the second person is a complete kiddushin, because the kiddushin to the first guy hadn't really taken place yet, because it was on condition that it should really take an effect in 30 days, and the second kiddushin took place within 30 days. And the Mishnah adds, bas yisrael kohen tochal b'truma, that if the girl is a Yisrael, and the second guy who's Mekasher is a Kohen, she's completely betrothed to him, that she's allowed to eat Truma from the Kohen. The Mishnah continues, Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom. If a person says to a woman, "From now, you are Mekudeshes to me, from now and after 30 days. U'ba'achar v'kitcher b'toch shloshim yom," and then a second guy came and was Mekasher within 30 days, a full kiddushin without any condition. So mikudeshes ve'ena mikudeshes. So the Mishnah has a safek, because we don't know what the first guy really intended when he said me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom. Was that on condition? Did he mean that really I want you to be betrothed to me after 30 days? But if I don't return after 30 days to betroth you, so then it should be as if the kiddushin, the betrothal, took an effect from now. Is that what he meant? Or did he mean really me'achshav, from now? So therefore the Gemara is unsure as to what were the intentions of his statement, and therefore it's a suffix, we consider her mikudeshes and ina mikudeshes. And therefore she would need a get from both of them. And the Mishnah just adds on, going on this suffix, we would have to go l'chumra, if she's a bas Yisrael and she's married to a Kohen, or she's a bas Kohen and she's now betrothed to Yisrael. In either case, since we don't know her exact status of whether she is a betrothed or not, so she doesn't eat truma in either case.